USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. There are no restrictions on what questions the committee can ask. Democrats say they're willing to include major parts of President Trump's $4.5 billion request for humanitarian and security needs along the border with Mexico, as a widely backed disaster aid bill seems to finally be breaking a partisan logjam in Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants action on the measure.
I'm not going to send our members of either party home to these storm or flood-ravaged states without some action. Preferably a deal that the president will sign.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Lawmakers are responding to trade talks. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump remains optimistic about resolving the growing trade war with China. Meanwhile, Republican Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming tells Fox News that a lot needs to be done to get a solution on trade.
You know, I'm from Wyoming. We have products that we sell overseas, beef, Trona, natural gas, coal. It's important for us to be able to trade. The president is right to hold China accountable.
President Trump is expecting to meet with the Chinese president at the G20 summit in Japan in June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Six-time Emmy Award-winning actor Tim Conway has died.
That's bunk right here. Disgrace. It's a disgrace to the Army. Whose bunk is this?
That's mine.
That's mine what?
That's mine bunk.
That clip from the Carol Burnett Show. He was also a voice on SpongeBob SquarePants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn is scheduled to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. The date set for the committee for him to appear is May 21st, but it's still unclear whether he'll show up. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says the committee will hold McGahn in contempt if he doesn't. The attorney is a key figure in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, and he testified extensively about President Trump's attempts to disrupt the investigation. The White House now says McGahn cannot turn over the documents that the House committee is seeking and that the president prefers he not testify. This is in keeping of the president's strategy of resisting congressional investigations and subpoenas. A diver goes deep underwater and finds big trouble. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Retired Naval Officer Victor Vescovo of Texas just completed the deepest solo dive in human history and says he found garbage at the deepest point on Earth. He used a submarine to head to the bottom of the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean. There, he says he discovered what could be four new species of crustaceans. But he also made some less thrilling discoveries, like plastic bags and candy wrappers. Vescovo's dive was filmed for the Discovery Channel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.